Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Getting the call up to the major leagues is always a good story. When you're asked to replace an injured Hall of Fame shortstop to be, it is even a more special moment. Don Zimmer, now with over 50 years as a professional baseball man, recalls being in AAA and hearing the news that Brooklyn Dodgers shortstop Pee Wee Reese had a sore back, meaning Zimmer might get the call to Brooklyn, as he tells us in his memory of the game.
Well, actually, I was playing in St. Paul, Minnesota, and my mother and father had just come up to spend a two-week vacation. Actually, we were watching the game of the week in St. Paul because we had a night game that night. Pee-wee went into the hole in Philadelphia to backhand a ball, and he come up to throw it, and he hurt his back. Pee-wee had a chronic back, and when he would hurt it once or twice a year, he'd be out like maybe 10 days at a time. So kiddingly, I looked over at my dad. I said, well, I guess I'll be called to Brooklyn tonight. But I was just kidding. And about 10 minutes later, I get a phone call, and it was from Spencer Harris, who was our general manager at St. Paul. And he said, you're coming here to play tonight, but be ready to go to Philly on a red-eye tonight because you're playing in Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon. So I went that night to St. Paul and played the game, and all the media said, well, we hear you're going to Philadelphia tonight to play for the Dodgers tomorrow afternoon, and they say you'll be back in 10 days. And I told them, I said, I wouldn't be back. Not being cocky, I'd played a 2.5 years at St. Paul, and the reason I went back the second year is to see if I could play after I was hitting the head. When I realized I could play, and then they called me to Brooklyn that night after the game in St. Paul, I actually stayed in Brooklyn the rest of the time.
Don, the first game you play, Kurt Simmons is on the mound, one of the good left-handers in the National League. You get a big hit off him.
Well, my first time up in the major leagues, the count went to 3-2, and he threw me about 5 or 6 high fastballs, and I kept fouling them off. And usually when you hit a home run, you know when you hit it, it's gone. I happened to hit one, and I caught it fairly good, but I couldn't tell whether it was gone or not, so I was running hard around first, and I seen the ball bounce back towards the infield, so I wound up diving into third base for a triple, and that was my first hit. And then the next day, some of the Phillies pitchers in the bullpen said that actually it was a home run that had hit the upper deck and come back. The upper deck in Philadelphia in the old ballpark overhung the lower deck, and the umpire thought it hit the railing of the lower deck, but the pitchers on the Phillies said it hit the upper deck and come back. But as it turned out, I got a triple my first time up.
Now, your second base partner, your combo there, Billy Cox is playing second. What a glove he was. I didn't realize he had played second.
We probably had a couple of injuries at the time, and he was just finding the right way to play. Like I say, Pee-wee was out of the lineup, and that's the reason I was brought there to play shortstop. And I guess Jackie was playing third and Cox at second.
Steve Ridzik, a friend of yours, you played with him with the Washington Senators, pitched in that game, got the win for the Phillies.
Steve Ridzik wound up pitching on the Washington Senators after I went there. Gil Hodges was our manager. And to this day, Steve Ridzik is one of my very good friends in baseball.
Don, you come to the American League in 1963. Gil Hodges, your former Dodger teammate, the manager of the Senators. You have another auspicious debut, another big day.
Well, actually, the night I got in there, he knew I had traveled all night to get to Kansas City. And he said, just observe the night. He said, take the night off, sit on the bench, and he said, you'll play tomorrow night. So the next night, I played my first American League game, and a guy by the name of Dave Wickersham was pitching in Kansas City, and the first time up, he threw me a high slider, and I hit it over the left field fence for my first hit in American League. But later on, as the year went along and the next year went along, Dave Wickersham got even with me, because now he started throwing me them screwballs, and I'm swinging at him in the dirt, and I thought they were fastballs.
Don Zimmer broke in with the Dodgers on July 2nd, 1954. Zimmer finished his rookie campaign hitting only 182. Next season, his career took off as the Dodgers won their first World Series with Zimmer hitting 15 homers and only 280 at-bats. Zimmer finished his 12-year big league career in 1965 after his third season in the American League with the Washington Senators. Don Zimmer, he is one of a kind. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.